Praise God. The Lord is so worthy, much more worthy than we can give Him honor and glory for. But we sure ought to try. Amen. Just because we can't do enough doesn't mean we oughtn't to try. Amen. We ought to give it all we got. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody feel blessed tonight? Anybody feel like the Lord has met a need here tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. We are in His presence, and that's the greatest place in the world to be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. People that don't enjoy being in the presence of God are not going to enjoy heaven, because that's what heaven's going to be. That's what's going to make heaven, heaven, is just being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be here. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. Good to have Brother... I'll get right here in a minute. Amen. The Looney's with us tonight. God bless you. Glad y'all came. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to have my daughter home. Amen. I hope she gets to hang around with us for a little while. And so we'll hear more from her. Wasn't that a great song this morning? Amen. No, I had a little technical difficulty, but we'll get to it. Amen. That's what Philip said. He said it was flawless. There were no mistakes. Amen. That's a sure way not to make a mistake. Just don't open your mouth. And you're sure to be all right. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're glad to see you tonight. I'm turning to the book of Matthew, to the 27th chapter and the 42nd verse. He saved others. Himself He cannot save. If He be the King of Israel, let Him come down from the cross, and we will believe Him. Amen. This is graduation night. So I would like to talk to you about the secret to a successful life. That's what everybody wants to know. How can I have a successful life? The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. How do you measure success? Well, we have a lot of different measures from different people. A successful surgery, it's not painless. It just simply means that a person restores a normal lifestyle with a problem taken care of. Is a successful life material gain? We use that real often. We hear that very often. As a matter of fact, I suppose we hear that more than any other way of gauging success. Boy, they're doing good. Man, we drove by, they're living in a house. My goodness, it covers an acre of ground. It's got every amenity you can imagine. Woo, they're doing good. Hey, man, they got a 15-car garage and every kind of car you can think. My, they're doing good. They may be like the fella that was in South Dakota around Deadwood. He was a prospector, and man, he struck it rich. And these are his last words. He said, I lost my gun. I lost my horse. I'm out of food. The Indians are after me. But I got all the gold that I can carry. Is that success? Amen. So, material gain may not be success. You may have all the gold you can carry, but if everything else is not right, That really is not necessarily success. Is it popularity? Is that success? People know your name. People know who you are. Everywhere that you go, people like you. And we all want to be liked. And if you don't want to be liked, something's wrong with you. Amen. We like to be liked. And don't tell me that you don't, because you do. We like to be liked. Amen. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Praise God. It's okay to have a good ego. That's right. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with thinking you're okay if you are. If you're not okay, it's not okay to think that way. But you ought to know that tonight, and I believe that we do. Wasn't it John Lennon in the early 70s, late 60s, I believe early 70s, when the Beatles were really the rage, and as they traveled around the country, they packed out every stadium. They were on every medium, and you could hear their songs on the radio constantly. And he made the statement. He said, "Jesus Christ must go now. We are more popular than Jesus." Amen. Well, you can still go places where people have heard of John. John is no more. Amen. But Jesus is still alive and well. Praise God. There are still multiplied millions of people that literally would lay down their life for him. Amen. I'm telling you today, popularity is not where it's at. Amen. That's one of the goals, people in school, you know, you just, man, the aim is to be popular. Everybody needs to know who I am. And some people sell their soul to be popular, to be known. And they'll sell everything they have just to get their name known. Amen. And then a few years later, amen. You can remember half the people you went to. Not even, boy, I couldn't tell you. I could not name 10 people I went to high school with. Now, maybe you can, but I could. That's how important that is today here a few years later. Amen. Can't remember any of them. It was, so at that time, everybody thought it was important, but it wasn't important. Amen. That's not the key, I don't think, to success. Now, I am an education-minded person. I believe that you ought to get all you can. There's no glory in ignorance. Amen. I said there's no glory in ignorance. Problems are not solved by ignorance. Amen. God gets no glory from ignorance. So education is a good thing. There is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with education. We need to learn all that we can. We need to always be learning. Amen. We need to try to learn something every day, I think, is a good thing. Be educated. Learn what you can. Amen. That's a good thing. But that's not the only thing. Romans said it this way. Paul wrote in the first chapter, the 20th verse, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they were without excuse." Who can see the grandeur and the beauty of God's creation and not believe that there's a creator? Amen. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? Amen. If you see a beautiful watch or a beautiful garment, your first question is, who made it? How then can we look at creation and say, it just happened? Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Amen. We know that order does not come out of disorder. We know that that order does not come out of chaos. And so to look at the creation and not to glorify the Creator is not wise. But the Bible says because that, and it's talking about a group of people here, it says when they knew God, everybody say they knew God. And I believe everybody knows that there's a God. Everybody knows that there's a God. There's no doubt about it. Here's the key. They glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Instead of enlightenment, they were darkened. Instead of understanding, they chose fables. And then it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beast, and creeping things. Have you ever seen an idol? What did it look like? Something God had already made. We do not have the ability to be genuinely creative. We can construct from things that God has already made. But we do not have the ability of absolute creation. I hear sometimes science trying to claim what God has done. Some years ago, they said man has created life in a test tube, and that was not true. Man had taken the elements that God created and put them together in a foreign environment, and yes, it did conceive life. But they did not create life. They merely changed it from the womb of a woman into a test tube, and it did conceive there. But the elements that God created were already made. Amen. Praise God. We discover, but we do not create. Amen. Praise God. I'm all for education. And these that have applied themselves and the discipline to graduate, I applaud you and congratulate you tonight. That's a wonderful thing. You've reached a great milestone. Amen. Praise God. And it's good to know those things. But that's not all there is to success. It's not all there is to success. There have been some wise words through years. Winston Churchill gave one of the most famous, baccalaureate messages that's ever been done. It was very simple. He said, never give up. Never give up. Never give up. And don't you wish I'd stop there? He did. That's all he said. Amen. And the crowd went wild. You didn't go wild, so I'm going to keep going. Amen. Amen. Never give up. Now, that's good advice. I was in a place of business the other day, and I saw a picture that I'd seen. Have it somewhere in my files. I've always liked it. It's a picture of, I suppose it's a pelican. And he has swallowed a goodly portion of this frog. I mean, his head and half of his torso's down the pelican's mouth. But that frog has his front paws around that pelican's neck, and he is squeezing for all his worth. And the title says, never give up. So if you feel like you're about half swallowed tonight, get a good grip and hang on and never give up. Amen. We learned that lesson from the fable tortoise that was racing the hare. He just didn't give up. He just kept on plodding. He just kept on going until he won the race. There's a lot of truth to that. I don't think that's the real key to a successful life, but it's important. Don't give up. Don't give up. You just keep trying. You just keep going. Another popular, some more popular advice is never settle for second best. Good is the best enemy of best. And so, yes, I've heard all of those things, and that's good advice. There was a professor in a college classroom that was holding the exam, the final exam in his hand, and looked at his class and And he said, now, he said, this is going to determine whether you make it or not. And so he said, now, I don't want to mess up some of your GPAs. He said, so those of you that are willing to settle for a B, you can leave now and not even take the exam, and I'll give you a B. And, of course, the majority of the classroom cheered and stood up and walked out. That was good enough for them. And then he said, one more time. He said, is there anybody here that's willing to settle for a B? You don't have to even take the exam. And they, and one more stood up and left. And after they were all gone, he said, thank you for having a higher aim. He said, all of you are getting A's. Amen. All of you are just going to get an A. You don't have to take the exam. I'm just giving you an A because you had a higher aim. You didn't settle for second best. You wanted to settle for the higher goal. Amen. Praise God. So that's good advice. Never settle for second best. There's a student that went to university. His parents, as parents are wise to be, were concerned about his salvation, knowing that he would be going into an element that was very hostile toward Christians. And so they gave him a plaque that he put on the wall right over his desk. And these words were written on the plaque: I am third. And people saw the plaque and they said, what in the world does that mean? And he said, I'll tell you when we graduate. And so they began freshman year, turned to sophomore year, the junior year, senior year came, graduation time rolled around, and they gathered after the ceremony into his room and said, what does that mean? By this time, he had been elected student body president and some other esteemed offices. And he told them, he said, it simply means this: that Jesus is first, others are second, and I am third. Amen. That's what we found tonight in the text that we read. Jesus was hanging on a cross between two thieves. He was guiltless, hanging with the guilty. He was beauty, exposed to the face of all of the ugliness that humanity could muster against him. The wrath of the crowd was poured out upon him. And there were even his enemies there. And they almost got it. They almost got it right. They missed it by one word. They said he saved others, but himself he cannot save. It was close, but it was not right. The truth is, he saved others, but himself he would not save. Jesus was the only one that could have done something about his situation. The two thieves were there because they were supposed to be there, because they deserved to be there. They were there paying a price for what they had already done with their lives. And they couldn't do anything else. But Jesus Christ did not have to be there. He could have left at any time. Amen. The Bible said he could have called 10,000 angels. But instead he chose to hang on that cross so that he could not only redeem those that he had already saved, but those that were with him and those that were to follow after. I'm glad that he was willing to do that. Hallelujah. I'm glad he was willing to put God first, us second, and himself third. He said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He put God first. And then he put you second. Amen. He put me second. He didn't have to die in our stead, but he did, because he loved us. Amen. And then he considered himself. I like what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews. It says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen. What was the joy that caused him to endure? The joy was that he saw a church in the future that he was going to buy. Hallelujah. He saw a group of people that were hell-bent and hell-bound, but he said, I'm going to make a detour. I'm going to make a way. I'm going to build a bridge that they can cross over. Hallelujah. That was his joy, was he saw the salvation that he would buy for you and for me. And he said, that's worth dying for. That's worth giving my life for. Amen. Let me just ask you tonight, what is worth giving your life for? What are you going to choose to give your life to? Is money worth giving your life for? Amen. I don't think so. Amen. I don't think so. No, sir. Amen. Is a position in a company worth giving your life for? What is worth giving your life for? Whatever is worth giving your life for is worth giving your life to. Amen. I wanted and have always wanted to give my life for something that counted. And that's why I choose to serve Jesus Christ. Because it's something worth giving your life to. Amen. It's worth giving your life to. It's the only thing that I know of that's really worth dying for. And if it's worth dying for, it's worth living for. Amen. Giving your life to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said we spell joy, and I think there's a lot of truth to this. Jesus, others, and you. I have found out two things in my short journey. I cannot always please people. I can please some people, but I can't please all people. Second thing I found out is I can't always please myself. It seems like when I'm the most selfish and getting the most of what I want, I'm the least happy and the least fulfilled. You cannot satisfy yourself and you cannot satisfy others. Amen. But you can satisfy God. Amen. That is our chief pursuit, is first of all, try to please Him. The key to joy is to serve Jesus, then others, then you. Amen. I believe that tonight. I believe that tonight. The Blue Angels were performing. It was against a beautiful blue sky on a cloudless day. They were performing their very intricate flight plans and their amazing feats and their powerful machines. It was the best that America had to offer. One of the team began to experience problems with his jet airplane. They were flying so close in formation. And the voice of the commander came across the intercom saying to Johnny, eject. Eject now. Eject. Johnny looked at the crowd that was on the ground. He looked at the buildings that were all around. He thought of the people that were in those homes and in those buildings. And he did not eject. Instead, he signaled that he had understood the message. He got the message. And he flew his plane into the ground at the one empty lot that he could find. Rather than save himself, He chose to think of others. When they went to his locker, cleared out his belongings, of course, in there was his wallet. Inside the wallet was an old, worn piece of paper. And when his wife took out that piece of paper and rolled it out to read the faded ink, it said, "God first, other second, myself third." He not only said that, wrote that, but to the last day of his life, he believed that. That's really the key to a successful life. God first, other second, myself third. Amen. If we can do that, we can be successful. Amen. Praise God. There's all kinds of books out there about success. Amen. Getting Yours. Amen. Praise God. And all kinds of things about you. But I'm going to tell you the real key to success is if you'll learn to put God first. That's the key to success, and that's the key to being happy. Put God first. If you put God first, you will put others second. Amen. Because the love of God will be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And you can't love Jesus without loving others. You cannot love Jesus without loving others. If you love Him, you will love them. There's no doubt about that. Amen. Let's stand together. And then, if I could say, it's healthy to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, something is wrong with you. Amen. You should love yourself. It's okay to love yourself. After you've loved God, and after you love other people, it's all right to love you. Amen. People that don't love themselves, they need to get a little help. Amen. And God's a helper. Isn't He? Amen. Praise God. The world calls it self-esteem. The Bible just simply calls it love yourself. It's okay. Jesus taught us that, didn't He? He said, love your neighbor. And hear this. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love you, how are you going to love your neighbor? If you hate you, how are you going to love your neighbor? Amen. Praise God. That's how we're supposed to love. Now the fact of the matter is, we're not always happy with our performance, but we shouldn't hate ourselves. Amen. There's sometimes, praise God, there's sometimes that we know we haven't measured up. There's sometimes we know that we have done things we shouldn't have done. We have fallen short of a goal that was important to us. Amen. But that's what it's about, getting up and never giving up. Try again. God gives us that ability, doesn't He? He said it in His Word. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, everybody say when. Everybody say when. When I fall, I will arise. Amen. Praise God. I will arise. You are going to fall. You just got to get back up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I would like tonight for our graduates to come, if you wouldn't mind, please. Let us pray with you. You just come and stand here. And I'd like for all of you to gather around behind them. Amen. We just want to take a minute to pray. Amen. Thank you for persevering. Amen. Thank you for hanging in there. Amen. A lot of times you want to give up, but you don't. Thank you for not giving up. Amen. Praise God. If you've graduated, you know it was hard to do, wasn't it? Amen. Praise God. And so I commend you, and this church would like to pray for you tonight. And then we're going to go and have a good time of fellowship and food. Amen. All right. Would you right now go to the throne with me and let's pray together. Lord, we are so very thankful tonight for these graduates that have applied themselves, been faithful, hung on until they achieved an important goal in their life. I pray that you would guide their footsteps from this moment into a good future, bright with hope that you have prepared. They are young, and they have great goals, and they have great potential to do some great things. And I ask that you would direct them and guide them. I ask your protection to watch over them. I pray, God, that you would prosper their soul. Amen. Prosper them in their relationship with you. And prosper them, Lord Jesus, in their way. Amen. We ask you to bless Sister Kimberly tonight. Continue her your blessing in her life. We ask you to bless Stephanie tonight. Continue to make a way and cause great blessing to be her benefit. We thank you for it tonight and give you praise. Thank you for this church body. Amen. We ask that you bless our fellowship this evening. And we ask, O Lord, that you bless the food that has been prepared for us. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We want to do our best for you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. All right. God bless you. Praise the Lord. So if you would, please join us in fellowship.